Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Weiland. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is hit by the pitch. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cook reaches second base with a double. Walters moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walters scores. There goes Cook trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Cook, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cook reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bobby Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coombs moves to second. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coombs scores. Bishop moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Cook strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coombs hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judge. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McManus reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Walters reaches third base with a triple. McManus scores. Oliver scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Judge moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Coleman moves to third. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Bing Miller pinch hits for Bobby Coombs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Werber scores. It's 8-4. Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg has Cook trapped. There's the throw to Higgins and over to Cochran, who tags Cook for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Judge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Judge reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.